gone again. I hope you listening closely. We doing our own thing, but we doing this for the culture. Check out the topic. Don't be the subject. We keep it
poppin'.
You can be up next. We are more than culture.
More than culture.
More than culture.
More than culture.
We are more than culture. More than culture.
Into their bag, yeah. They kind of got to get into their bag. Nigga, we're talking. I'm fucking with you, man. It's just them pants. That's my issue. It ain't you today. It's what you. It's what it was your idea.
ATV camo.
Yeah, man. It's your ideas. Like, come here, man.
It's like a bear.
Let the people see what's going on, man. Come on, man. Get your Duck Dynasty. Get your Duck Dynasty dressing ass over here, man.
This nigga man.
This nigga got everything from dicks. This nigga shopping dicks for the goods. Get your dicks dressing ass out of here.
Nigga got sticks. Got a bunch of sticks on his
dicks. Got sticks on his dicks.
Whoa.
Jeebus. Oh, jeepers, creepers. My fault, brother.
Are you cool?
What's up with it, man?
Cool, man. What's cracking, lacking?
Y'all niggas sound tired. Am I on camera? Leaning back like this? Yeah, I figured I wouldn't, but this is comfortable. Holler at me. Do something. Nah, I got you.
Nah, you good.
All right.
Lean back again.
I'm good right here. All right, bam. Act like we didn't do that, y'all.
And we back.
Bam, 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 bam.
What's your favorite Martin episode? Favorite Martin episode?
Don't you know? No. That's my favorite. No, the Bushwick Bill episode with the little people.
Oh. Man, I don't know.
New Jack City for me. The case of the lost CD player.
And when that nigga lost his mind and was in that church, and they had to go find that nigga.
That was one. That was
boy. One. But my all-time favorite got to be the Players Ball.
Jerome.
He said, y'all want to hear my player call? Y'all want to hear my player call?
They had Outkast on the episode.
Mm-hmm. And everybody.
Hello, Sean, y'all. What? You can't? Call nobody. Yo, damn, that is not funny, right? Yeah, but it's so fucking funny, man. That nigga is insane with that, man.
He used to just walk up and what's up, junk?
Yeah, what's up, junk?
He called junk in the phone.
Hey, one time when Cole hit him, Cole did something, he said, boy, you just got your ass whooped. Before he even started fighting, boy, you just, boy, I just got your ass whooped. Can I speak to Sean? Yeah. If y'all don't know, we're talking about fucking get off this, yeah. Get off of our show.
Hey, what's your favorite episode? Put that shit in the goddamn comments. The first time you seen Dragonfly at the ATM? Service.
Where's my money?
KJ!
Mr. Otis and Dragonfly on the
same nigga, pretty much.
Yeah, that nigga still getting ready to take it down.
Getting ready to take it down, boy. Get ready to take it down, boy.
That damn rat on their vacation, nigga, on that
Chilligan's Island.
That's who said they wrote that? Guy Torrey said he wrote that. One of them, somebody said that was their first right. Alex Thomas, one of them.
I think it was Guy.
It was like his first time because he was in there every night.
And that was a hit.
He killed him.
That was a two piece too. I think that was like a two piece continue. Yeah.
He killed him.
Damn.
That's a hell of a first one,
like, bro. Jeez. I need 8 episodes next
season. That's my spec script. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Right.
Imagine that like you just get in there. And then
you got a two-part.
Start tripping and y'all shit on hiatus or some shit. You're like, fuck.
Like, damn, bro. I gotta write this shit for them in different places. Gina, yeah. You're going to LA.
No, when Mark asked Gina to marry, he said, well, you married me, Gina. Damn.
Damn. Are you happy now?
Happy now? Shit.
Sorry. Like, you know what, fucking classic.
Yeah. 11's on that one. We brought Brian McKnight on that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and Blue Streak was a classic that people don't talk about, bro.
Officer, I got your pizza. Officer, I got your pizza.
Officer,
the law. That
big white man. He said you beat a lot of cold cuts. He said I enjoy nothing more.
What's the joint with him and the white dude when he's like taking the white dude hostage, but he's seen his wife cheating?
Oh,
no way. Is it not no way out?
Shit.
Shit. That was a classic one, that's bro. Classic.
And it wasn't that bad or some shit at the end.
Well, yeah, I mean, they go through a whole bunch of adventures, and then they end up having to like work together instead of him robbing him.
National security?
No, nah.
But the white dude ended up going crazy.
Yeah, the white dude walked in on what he thought of his wife was cheating. Martin goes to like try to rob the nigga. He like, oh, you want to rob me? Let's go. And they go off on a
long day, buddy.
Yeah.
took off.
With I want to say it's.
I seen that shit at the movies. That's
no
crazy.
Way out.
Shit, thin line between love
nothing
and
to lose. Thank you.
Nothing to lose.
No, no, no. His wife. He thought his wife was cheating, but it was his sister in law and it was a sister in law and his and her husband was in the bed that they was in their bed. He thought it was his wife. Remember
that shit in forever. I damn don't even remember that.
Man, shit. You gotta watch it again. That shit funny as hell, dog.
I'm tell you what's funny you seen in a while. You ever see I Spy with? Oh Murphy, man, Owen Wilson.
I used to watch that shit all the time. Man, I had that shit on DVD.
Contact, he said, "Damn, that little scary." That's scary as hell.
That shit on DVD. That shit.
He said, "We either set party at 7 o'clock." He said, "I don't go to no party no fucking 7 o'clock."
It's 7 o'clock.
I see 11:30. Drop it. Drop it. I'll whoop your ass. I'll whoop your ass.
That was a very
that
funny.
That nigga was Buddy Love that whole movie.
Yeah, hell yeah. Great White Hype. Great White Hype is so funny.
Tubi got all that shit, though. Tubi be having all the shit you looking for that you be like, where Crooklyn at?
Where Crooklyn?
Tubi.
Crooklyn was just on something the other day where I was in a hotel or something. I think some hotel just be playing old movies to keep you in there.
Yeah, nigga.
Like, I think somebody died in this movie.
Hotel porn before?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, bought hotel porn on the TV.
Never in my life.
You've been on a roll long
God
time.
God damn.
This nigga buying
does hotel have
in
porn?
The days in.
It be long as a bitch.
You can't fast forward. You got to listen to that. listen to the dialogue. That is porn torture, bro. Not being able to
porn
fast forward.
Porn torture?
Porn torture, not being fast, because you can fast forward to VHS.
Nigga.
You got to watch the acting?
Yeah, that shit like, and it's about $17. You're like, nigga, I done spent.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
It's some comedians and some nasty niggas. They used to take a whole VCR on the road with they porn shit.
That's a lot to do.
You got
to
take your porn collection
so,
with you?
I ain't going to say nothing.
That's
y'all, man.
A lot
I'm there.
To
was
do,
a couple niggas
bro.
That used to take their whole.
Hey, but niggas take their laptop, so it's the same equivalent.
No.
Yes,
not.
It is, bro.
There's only one thing you do with a VHS.
Right.
There's several things you do with your laptop.
First of all, you got to have the VHS and the tape bag, nigga. You got
to have crazy you look flying with a VCR.
With a bag full of colored VHS tapes.
That's why I
eventually
started playing my PlayStation. I used to play Madden and
watch porn,
yeah.
No. I had somebody with me. I wasn't watching no porn with a nigga in the room.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a wild thing.
I'm about to take a shower real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
especially be on the road with them Viking ass comedians, niggas that gotta fuck before they go to bed.
Boy, them niggas wanna leave the club. You be like bro, man. She got a beard.
You're like, leave them alone.
Chill out, bro. Chill out. She not getting this little.
Yeah.
He said, chill out.
She ride with us.
No.
That's funny.
Sir. Can't put Brittany Griner in here with us, man.
If some of them comedians hit anything, boy.
It's like, no, it's almost literally like if they don't have sex, they won't be able to go to sleep or something. That's how I be feeling. Like, yeah, the way you go after these strangers in this strange place where it's very dangerous, I know you have to have sex.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's something that you can't control. It's obvious because if you were to take a step back and look at what's going on, you'd be like, oh, I am tripping.
Yeah,
I am
look
tripping.
At the chick that you get, though. You'd be
niggas would jump in the car with a random bitch and just take off. And
I done had some comedians I done took to the show and they like, I'm good. I'm like, damn, I just picked you up for you.
Niggas trying to die.
I'm straight.
They trying to get set up.
You know how much belief in your dick you got to have to get back to Georgia from, like, Charlotte and some like, I'm straight.
I'm knock this motherfucker on down. I do it every weekend.
I'm
going to lick the booty and all.
Oh, you mean roll with you out of town?
Roll with me.
Yeah, roll back.
I picked you up
back.
From your wife's house.
Yeah, don't even trip.
I just seen your wife.
Go ahead,
hey.
Bro. Go
I'm
on,
with my other family right now.
Ooh-wee. Ain't no way.
They going to get me home.
Dang. Not today with social media. You couldn't even post shit till this nigga get back to his house.
Man, I was never wondering. If I stay less than 5 hours from home, I'm going to
you shooting back.
Night.
Yeah.
Out.
Yo, I had a comedian call me the other night when I was in Charlotte. Say, hey man, say where you at? What you on? I said, man, I'm in Charlotte. He's like, damn. So you posted something? I was like, nah. He's like, good. I just told my wife that I was going out with you.
Jesus.
Oh, I hope you didn't watch this.
I didn't say his name.
Nah, whatever. Yeah.
She gonna figure it out. She gonna look at the twinkle in his eye.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Are you guys enjoying the show?
Man, I hope you are.
I really hope you are.
Yes.
If you are and you haven't yet, go ahead and click that subscribe button.
Subscribe. Please. We've asked so many times.
And this is the politest that we've ever been while doing it. Right.
Guys, please subscribe.
Please. Like, what do you want us to do? What do you like? Would you like a dollar for the subscription?
We can charge you a dollar.
You like sandwiches?
Yeah, man. We was doing so good, bro. And you come in with that.
It don't be like this all the time. Subscribe, though, for real. Because if you subscribe already, then you know. But, like, tell somebody that it don't be like that all the time. Like,
nigga, that's you.
I doubt she watched this shit.
Me, too.
You know how dedicated you got to be as a woman to dig deep.
Can't even get y'all niggas to subscribe and share the motherfucker. Let alone.
That woman looking for some shit.
They going to find what they looking for.
Yeah. She don't know the look, though.
Yeah.
He deserved to get caught if he get caught through this.
Yeah,
right. But it could happen, though. He could say, I was with Kamal. She's like, okay, who's that? Let me go to his page. Oh, he has a podcast. Let me watch.
Let me watch every episode.
Every episode, top to bottom.
She been up for 4 days.
Right. She going to kill you anyway.
She going to hate the ones you rarely be talking in. She's right. Like, God damn.
I can't even say it.
What the fuck?
The end again. Okay.
All right. God shit. Damn it. Hey, words of wisdom. Where is my husband, sir? That's the words of wisdom I need.
Where's my husband?
Nick keep saying drumline.
Nigga talking about jeans. Ricky Smiley Jet.
Hey, roasting.
Ain't no Samuel Jackson follows him and likes his shit.
ThisOut.net.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn, bro. Oh, yeah.
They were talking about that shit.
Samuel. It just happened.
Yeah, that's
it. Like, he got to be the most. Well, I shouldn't say that. Is he the most famous person following you?
Probably,
bro. This nigga's in Marvel. T.I.
I mean,
but Sam Jackson's been famous for a long time.
I met him. I remember doing a show at a house.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Okay.
Camera. He's just like, pull up. Wear something nice. I had a blazer.
Yeah, we know that nigga's middle initial, bro.
All right. L. Yeah.
He was sitting right on the floor when I had to do this.
It got to be Lamont.
I was going to say Lester.
That nigga's a
what
Lamont.
What is the L for? Leroy.
Hey, Siri.
Leroy. Uh-huh.
What is the L in Lester. Samuel L. Jackson for?
Here's what I found from Wikipedia, Samuel Leroy Jackson.
Leroy.
I knew it was something nigga shit. Lamont or Leroy.
Leroy.
Oh, that's you did, funny. Yeah.
No, it ain't Leroy. It's Leroy.
It's Leroy.
No, Siri's white. That's Leroy.
Nah, I said dash R-O-Y.
It was an era of Leroy. Leroy.
No, I'm telling you, that's my dad's middle name. And Leroy. If you say Leroy, I mean,
oh, that's fight like, shit.
Nah, Leroy is a nigger's name.
It's like, nah, it's
that's
Leroy.
Fight shit.
Like, everybody yeah. named Leroy from back in the day was like a bad person. Or like a.
Yeah. Leroy killed him.
Mm-hmm.
It was Leroy.
Leroy did it. Leroy. Like, it was like, that was like the.
It wasn't
Leroy broke the chains.
But that nigga didn't get no hoes.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not. Did you some moves? That nigga didn't get no pussy. He still ain't fucked.
That nigga had on a
he ain't fucked her at the end.
That nigga couldn't even beat the little bald head white man. He's supposed to be a karate nigga. What kind of karate niggas you can't beat up a bald head white nigga, or you can't beat up fucking Jordan Woods. What's the nigga name? Showing up.
Showing up. Showing up look exactly like my dad. My dad looks just like that.
Showing up like Jay Ski with hair.
Same hair. Same. Tall as motherfucker. Sopping Jerry Curl.
I think that dude passed away. Because he was was he in Law and Order or some shit later on in life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
And for a little while, I thought he was Lester on Set It Off.
Lester?
No, what's his name?
Leroy?
Yeah, Leroy. I'm what docking Luther. Sorry, damn. I'm docking your
Luther's
pay.
A nigga from a he got game. Luther's the nigga from the next door.
They was fucking the prostitute.
Yep.
Yeah, the pimp.
Definitely is.
Luther.
He was in Bamboozle too.
That's
again. You be like, God.
That's Bird
damn,
Daddy.
They post, huh?
See, he from Atlanta.
Who?
The guy we talking about.
That's who, Daddy?
I don't think y'all know, but his last name is Bird. You remember Shannon Bird? That was in Snack Pack.
Mm-hmm.
That's her father.
Oh shit! All man, right,
that nigga's amazing.
Oh man, why? I wish I'd have known that back then. I'd have been saying that shit all the time.
Rest in peace to him. Rest in peace.
You don't want to work
so many opportunities.
What? I feel deprived.
Ain't got joke regret.
Yo, God, I wish I'd have known that.
That's hilarious.
She was on my nerves a little bit too. I would love to spin like
spin it back to it.
I would love to spin like I'm docking your pay.
Do she watch? Do she watch this?
But nah, to be fair, a lot of y'all niggas was on my nerves on SnapPat at that time.
Oh man,
it was really difficult to work with y'all.
How you get back to it? What happened after you got cut? How you get back in? No, no,
I mean,
they never cut, man.
They knew that. They knew what was missing. Is what happened. They did a show without me.
The last ingredient, my boy. Y'all.
And it went well. It went well, but it didn't go amazing. Then I came and brought like 30 people to the next show.
Yes, sir.
I did help with the crowd. And it was like, even if this nigga ain't good, we got to keep him.
Pop your shit, Tyler.
What? His suits were so baggy, we couldn't put a, you know what I'm saying?
Bro. Are we going to talk about clothes in that era?
Oh, nigga, I was fresh you in every was, era.
Nah, bro.
Every
era.
This nigga dressed like Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
What about your friend?
Had on baggy pajamas on, nigga.
Talk about good. Baggy suits, nigga.
He had a piece of tape on his eye.
Nah, I'm just playing because it's pretty much the same shit you be wearing today. that playing card that be praying, that one thing you got, you know, it's like a church window. You know what I'm talking
about? That's
your
favorite shirt. You talk about that all the time, which means you wanted that shirt, bro.
Hey, the fact that I could talk about a shirt that you wore.
I'm gonna find that shirt.
Time
I'm gonna
be your problem. I would definitely take that shirt. And roast that bitch every Friday.
What Bo Jackson? Bo Jackson shirt.
Bo Jackson might.
I feel like he lost it in the divorce.
I might frame it. I might frame it.
Cut up your Bo Jackson shirt.
And now that motherfucker's at her house.
Spending so much time with this fucking shirt.
What if she took all his dinner? She took all the dinner out the house. We ain't seen it.
That's hilarious.
She took them jeans with that beige on the bottom with black on top.
I ain't seen them in a minute, neither.
That's them pants are like the football pants on any given Sunday.
Let me tell you something. If she took some jeans, we would have known about that. That would have been
on the news. Oh, yeah, that would have been.
Sharks with the pants.
My boy would have been on the news.
Come
with
on,
that
bro.
One. Sharknado on the hoe.
Dancing pants.
She stole my dancing pants.
Nah, I draw the line somewhere. Now. Nah. You don't be taking people.
I'm a gentleman until you mess with my denim.
That's hilarious.
I don't know how I was taking things, do I?
What's... Did we already say shout out to Jamie Foxx for being back?
I just kind of threw it out there, but okay. We didn't tell the story. Let's give him full love. Go ahead.
No, man. Welcome back, bro. We don't know what happened.
Mm-mm.
It's a lot of speculation, but we don't know.
All right.
And but welcome back, man.
Yeah, he popped out for twice. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy to see him. Shit, we go back to minding your business, man. I like
that's
you
it.
Mind what if it was a clerical error in the Illuminati? And they was like, ah, shit, it was supposed to be James Fox.
We got Jamie.
So we had to just keep you here for like 3 more weeks.
Right.
And nigga took the pin out of his neck, like, ah,
let that shit die down.
And
her eyes just backspaced.
Oh, shit, goddamn, James.
Get my lad day. I know.
James Fox out here living his life.
Taking the fold out the trash. Let me get it fold out the trash.
Soon as James Fox
recently deleted.
It was Jaime Fox. It was Mexican.
Jaime out there, Cabo going crazy. Nigga, you don't know me? I was Ray.
I was in Ray.
He was really in a shark mouth, but they let him go.
Get out of there, sorry.
They showed Illuminati house party now. Did they?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Kid Cudi is on his fifth version. He keep dying and reincarnating.
Oh, Kid Cudi, yeah.
What's your favorite Jamie Foxx movie? Besides Django, because I know y'all need like that.
Ray
was. Ray? Yeah.
Don't sleep on Booty Call. For it's.
I ain't seen Booty Call in so long. Any given Sunday, I was about to say.
It's better. Booty Call is much better after you've had sex. Because I feel like by the time we watch it, I don't think we're old enough to have had sex yet. But by the time, like, you, if you had chased some pussy before and then you watch it, it's like hilarious. Yeah. It's hilarious.
They did everything.
And racist as fuck.
Super racist.
What? Yes, nigga. When they go in that store.
No,
it's the Hindu Indians. White dudes. Brown face.
Yeah, they keep
welcome flipping. To this door. No, you cannot get this. I was like, yo, that is a cracker. He wow. do comedy. I know that cracker. I can't think of his name, but I haven't seen him do stand-up on Comedy Central before.
That's wild.
Yeah, some shit they did in the 90s that you like, hold
man,
up.
Man, whole lot of blackface was... going on. Yeah. Shit, living. Jim Carrey wore brown face in Living Color a few times. Like, he was playing a... what you call them motherfuckers with the turbans and the fortune teller.
What?
Yeah, bro.
I brown saw a clip of Michael Jackson landing in like New Zealand somewhere, and they had a group of niggas. They all had black face with white goatees. They had smooth criminal hats, and they had afros, and they was just like,
they had no idea. Yeah.
And that, they was like, look at Mike Faye. They had an airport, and Mike Faye was mad as a minute. Like,
that's crazy.
No, he wanted to put his mask on to curse their ass out. Yeah, they didn't know no better. They didn't know no better.
Yeah, that's a hell of a
yeah. There was no internet back then.
You know what I'm saying?
A black face tribute.
A black face. A whole crowd of black face tribute.
They didn't know nothing about the minstrel shows.
They had a blackface choir.
They ain't nothing about minstrel shows in Australia.
But they be doing like Santa Claus is like in blackface.
Yeah, they really be trying to show love. Americans know
the chimney shit. On their face, they be black facing smut.
Mm.
Word,
yeah.
Have y'all seen the? Movie
said, yeah.
Netflix that Lorel is in, In-Laws, Outlaws, or some shit.
Mm-mm. I haven't seen that.
It's a bank robber movie. It's funny.
Damn, I've been looking for something good on Netflix lately too. They've been bullshitting.
Netflix do be on some bullshit.
Yo, Arnold,
I need a new algorithm.
Over.
I think. Arnold got like 12
God
joints.
Damn,
I thought
I'm getting
he was
tired
dead.
Of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Did
bro.
You watch one?
No.
We got FUBAR. And,
that shit still pops up every time.
Up on my shit is the FUBAR.
Oh,
yeah.
Got FUBAR. He got a reality show with some other athletes.
Documentary. I need Netflix to separate the foreign shit altogether.
Yeah,
put
bro.
That shit in a whole nother category.
I don't know, but
they be tricking me, bro.
They be good ass movies though. If you feel like reading
Japanese movies, be going crazy.
Half the time I don't.
If you ever feel like reading, a lot of them shits be so good. But most of the time I'll cut it off once I get to seeing that the words don't match up. Yeah, like fuck.
You do gotta have time though.
Yeah, I can't do the English shit. I have to read it. Yeah.
Shit look good as hell. Cover look good. Like,
and you know what? Maybe you start like giving more those type joints a chance is Squid Games. Once I watched Squid Games and I didn't like how the dub over was, so I was reading it. I was like, oh, I could read something and like it.
Why yep. didn't Bollywood movies be so goddamn clear?
Oh my God, they be in 32K.
Goddamn
it.
It's 90 billion people over there, and somebody better figure that shit out.
Better than the cameras we use, so I don't know what the fuck they using.
What's your favorite international movie?
City of God.
I was about to say City of God, baby.
Tears of the Sun.
Nigga said Coming to America.
Crouching Tiger. Tears
of the Sun was amazing.
Tears of the Sun? I never seen that.
City of God first, though. City of God.
City of God is amazing. But Tears of the Sun is fucking crazy.
Really? Where's it based out of?
It's in a jungle in some like Costa Rica or something.
Tears over Sun. I'm trying to remember that. Ooh, Apocalypto. There you go.
I watched that motherfucker on the.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
A few months ago, I posted too. I was watching that shit on the projector. That shit is intense. Shit, you see that Puma's face and up close. I was like, this nigga is in the ultimate shape, bro.
Bro,
he's got no shoes on in real life doing this.
Bro, that lady was. If you're feeling special, go ahead and pick up the special. Drop the special. Send it to somebody. Share the special.
They can't.
Why?
I mean, share the link for the special.
There we go.
Yeah.
Share the link so they can also purchase it. Or purchase it for them and then send them access.
Mm-hmm. Act like you care about somebody. Stop being a selfish person and get the More Than Cold Tour live comedy show.
It's all of us doing stand-up.
All of us.
Support it.
Doing it's stand-up.
Funny as hell, man.
Funny as hell, the crazy part.
Filmed at Uptown.
And then they filmed it at Uptown.
That place?
Yeah. Shot by ContactAtlanta.net Digital.
Right.
Deferred. Make Me Laugh Media.
All
check it out, man.
Please.
You keep watching Tubi over and over.
I'm begging y'all for everything. Y'all don't do shit, bro.
It's
I don't know what to do,
$10,
man. I don't even be asking people for shit. This shit feel weird.
That's
so just
one
do it so
pack
we
of backwoods. We ain't worth a pack of backwoods?
Obviously not, Kamal.
That's one coffee.
$10?
At Starbucks, we.
God, I don't drink coffee, man. But sheesh.
Double espresso.
That's
show.
Why I don't drink coffee, I guess. That is insane. Get the special.
Having a baby and beat up a monkey. Like, come
shit.
On, bro.
That was hard. That was hard. Having a baby, watching a baby, and beat up a monkey.
Come on, man.
With a broke ankle.
And then put some ants for the stitches.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
And y'all hoes out here making Rotel.
Rotel. Give me the Rotel.
Hold on. So what? So Sukiyana got a new OnlyFans. Am I late to the party?
She had OnlyFans. Like
one of the videos.
A couple videos leaked of her fucking, and one of her squirter videos is the one that went super viral.
Yeah, they said
she squirted.
Lowe's didn't even put her name, but all he tweeted chicken was broth. Is that chicken broth?
If your squirt is that dark,
I still ain't seen it.
I ain't seen it, but I saw enough.
I saw Freako Rico's interpretation.
If this bitch squirt,
he did a cartoon.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, he got,
if this bitch squirting gravy,
he was squirting Flint water.
This bitch got gravy,
bro. You
got
to see the picture though.
It bitch squirt.
Oh my god,
she's squirting KFC gravy. That's what happens when you don't drink water and you just smoke hookahs.
Tampico.
That's hookahs.
I bet you Yikasaurus laughing like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, don't bring
you know
it
that little boy who kissed the Yikasaurus?
He said, let me see this.
Are you being for real?
What? Yeah.
Are you really calling him that?
Yeah, that's a Yikasaurus.
That's what his name is?
Yeah.
Mm. Am I tripping? It's not YK Osiris?
Yeah, it's YK Osiris.
I didn't know if you was making a joke or really calling that nigga Yikasaurus.
I thought it was YK Osiris.
It is.
It is. Which one of y'all said that the other day?
Because I couldn't remember. I said that remote
That's what I didn't ever hear. I didn't ever hear it said. So I was like, is he being for real right now?
Like Yikasaurus.
Yikasaurus.
That's a ratchet dinosaur.
Yeah, that nigga was trying to kiss. That's like nigga trying to kiss the bus down. She was like,
I think he getting his revenge because now she's like the butt of the joke.
But it's funny how these people coming out about the women turning up, like these older women is like they was pissed at Essence Fest. NDIRE wrote this long ass post. I'm like, man, we just don't got what y'all did on tape. Y'all was turning up at Freak Nick. Y'all was turning up in the 90s, turning up in the early 2000s. BT Uncut was real.
Are they gonna start doing that at church when they get saved?
Man, what?
Like they just gonna go on stage and just twerk out for Jesus.
Yeah, they had Meg had a had all them ladies on the stage twerking the S's and all the older acts.
Yeah,
I mean that's what. It's that's freedom. What happens at a Mega Stallion.
Joy is
concert.
Around. Right. Happy.
Yeah. That's what the but they usually don't book for. People like that at Essence, so that's the thing.
I thought
that's
they did.
The difference.
No. Nah. It's like,
usually not rap. It's usually not rap.
It's usually not the hottest rap, motherfuckers.
Nicki Minaj last shit closed out, and then she wouldn't let them film her or some shit. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
That's what everybody was killing Angie Lee on the live.
But Nicki Minaj, I mean, all right, let me say this. Meg can rap. Not saying she can't rap. But most of her shit is sexual and that shit. Nicki Minaj got songs, you know what I'm saying? Like she got hits and shit.
Twerk music.
Yeah, she literally makes fuck me, suck me music. Yeah. So they usually don't. What I'm saying that to say, they usually don't book people like that for that Essence Fest shit.
But the funny part is like,
so that's on them.
Jermaine Dupri said look like the cleanest set, like the Rebel to Atlanta with all the rappers and stuff. They was the most upstanding set.
Uncle Luke did 98. Essence Fest. Essence Fest, 1998.
He turned it up like it was 98.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
In 1998, Uncle Luke was at the Essence Fest.
No, he was not.
How long have you been doing Essence Fest?
Since 1998.
It's been longer than that.
No, just bullshit.
They are, y'all seen that they, Jermaine Dupri putting together the So-So Death Festival.
I didn't see that.
Announced, I don't know if he announced it today, but he posted some shit about it.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's hard.
I would love to see Lovers and Friends live.
Yeah. That one Music Fest got some motherfucking guests coming.
That one Music Fest.
Jesus.
It's never a mess.
I was like, they got Kendrick?
I want to see the stream. I kind
of. You kind of don't want to be out in it.
Yeah.
In the humidity.
But after a while, but you know what, bro? I was thinking about that, too. We almost at the age where we have to go to stuff or we won't be able to go to stuff.
Yep.
That's real. Yeah. We on the verge. Yeah, we on the verge.
Skydiving, whatever.
You're on the verge. So if you got something you really want to go to, I say just thug it out. Yep. And then you can stream it the rest of your life.
Yeah. I want to see Wiz and Snoop.
Man, I bought a Wiz Khalifa ticket to when he was in the amphitheater years ago, I did not go.
Was the shit the masquerade outside? I saw him and it was so long ago Mac Miller was opening for him, bro.
That's, oh, wow. Rest in peace.
My wife had. They was going through niggas' bags, dumping weed out at the Wiz concert.
That's crazy.
Dumping.
That's crazy. They made so much money selling that weed.
Right. Yeah. Sold the niggas on the way back out. Y'all go to
3-5. 3-5.
I had Peep Game already. I had one of them little, you know, the empty cigarette shells with the weed slider. I had the fake pack of Newports. I had about two of them. Niggas trying to buy them shits off me. I was like, nah.
Hell nah, and nigga. Then, airplane.
I don't
mode.
Sell drugs. Right.
When airplane.
I used to sneak weed into places like that, just holding shit in my hand.
Yeah, they don't ever look in your hand.
They don't ever be like, open your hands. You just,
yeah. Oh, back when they had the Swisher boxes, I would do pre-rolls, and they would just think that was regular blunts. Yep. They'd be like, where the weed at? Nigga, take the box, put it down, start looking for the weed and shit. Like, oh, nigga, you's a hoe. You really trying to get this so you can sell it or smoke it.
Yeah, they keeping that weed, bro.
So many chicks I talked to that was, like, fucking with police officers that be bringing them weed, that, you know what I mean? They done got off a nigga back in the day, especially.
I'd be lying with a cop. We keeping the gas.
Oh, he took the 12 inch phone shit.
Shit on. We had the whole.
He took our shit.
Merch on. He said we keeping the gas.
No, he had a real police vest. Bought
my shirts.
He said we ain't even turning in the gas.
Yeah,
we keep that. I said, oh shit.
If they don't take you to jail, you know what time it is if they got that weed.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's my new idea for 12 inch phone. You could just wait outside of Walters. When Georgia dropped me, that nigga looked like about a 12. Rip, rip, nigga, what's up?
What you got on it?
You got a new J, man?
Speaking of new J, niggas been flying down there, ain't it?
Hey, man.
They say ever since them wrecks, like 10 more niggas got speeding citations on the football team.
Oh, like from that incident or just?
No, I'm saying like ever since that incident, they've been keeping up with it and they've written 10 citations for football players.
Hey, Clark,
but there's a lot of police.
A charger come with the scholarship.
He do. And everything over there for 40 miles an hour. Yeah.
That shit been happening since the Charger dropped. Nigga, that shit was made for football linebackers.
Yes. 06 Charger. It looked like a football linebacker.
06 Charger. Tight to the ground. Linebackers, nigga.
Yeah.
I remember when Jamal Lewis was in college. They said that nigga had 2 Tahoes in college. Like, nigga,
Jamal
got
Lewis went to jail.
Mm. Yeah, he did go to jail,
didn't he? Jamal. Same shit that Kareem Biggs went for. Like, basically brokering a weed deal or some shit.
Yeah, he still ain't there, is he?
Well, no, I'm saying it's different. Never mind. He fronted his homeboy some money. His homeboy bought some weed and got caught and all that shit, and I think he told him.
Gun?
Gun and Jamie got there.
Yeah.
Dumb dude.
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, how was L.A., bro?
That shit was like 3 weeks ago now.
Right.
Crazy.
Killed this shit, man.
You dig.
Chocolate Sundays, you dig.
Find something to eat out there. It's crazy finding something to eat, man. I mean, you know what I mean?
Spots.
Yeah, man. Tacos.
Fruit cup.
You know what I mean? Oranges.
Weed, my G, the weed.
Cheap. Very cheap weed.
You went by yourself?
Yeah. Nah, I went with Dub, man.
Word.
Rolled with the nigga K-Dub out there, man.
Times. Yeah. This is so funny.
This shit is so funny.
Hey. Fuck
you, man.
Shit.
Hey, man.
What y'all got coming up? Anybody got anything on the burners? Or what's going on?
Anything on the
burners? August 11th through the 13th, Uptown Comedy Corner, man. Come
tomorrow.
Out.
Y'all come to Uptown tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Like, I think it's there. Actually matching up if I'm doing my math right on
July
what we did.
July 29th, Detroit. Come pull up on me, man.
Yeah,
shit
nigga.
Show.
Like, how was the shit show?
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah boy.
Rocco was like rapping.
That boy, yo, when Future came out. That was crazy.
Future made up.
Future came out. That was crazy. Andre 3000's flute. That shit's stupid.
Yeah,
that shit was did a crazy.
Yeah. Awesome. The midget came back. Oh, I seen the midget. And BET Award. She old now. That's crazy. She's starting to look old. I took a picture with her.
No.
You want to tell the story? Somebody said who?
Which one?
The one that was at the shit show the first time.
You.
The first time we was at
she was selling pussy?
Yes, everybody was over there, but all the bottles was like, how much? Shout to see how much. She talking about, she got my 5K. We was like, come on.
But no, before she said something lower.
Yeah, but today everybody was like,
and then everybody was like, yeah.
Like, no, I need that 5K.
You said 1,700?
Yeah.
Man, that ain't shit.
Working. I said, no, man. Mm-mm.
She done aged.
For real.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
She looked like a
little Eartha Kitt. She was in a video with Sugar
Kit.
Free. I think I saw her
video
with Sugar Free.
Oh, yeah. Nah, she's been in a lot of shit. Yeah. She's one of the famous ones.
She's seen the video with Sugar Free.
She's one of the famous ones.
Miss Juice and them.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Them niggas be really. There's some niggas that love dwarfs. Like, that's all they date.
Mm-hmm. Little people.
Yes. I heard it's a whole lot of category. Like. Whole lot of like swipes in the category, a dwarf.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I seen
you hit porn, like dwarf porn, and you know, at the bottom be like number one, and it go up to like 9,842 swipes. Like, God damn.
That from, like, big head to God.
Big head to big feet. God. Bobby's World built.
Stop playing.
Basketball built. Bubblegum built. Volleyball built. Dodgeball built.
Whiskey bottle built.
Mini Cooper built. College refrigerator built.
Little seat built.
Hydrant built.
Little people, little Costa Ricans. Yeah,
man. The Little Ricans.
Little Ricans. Pull up. Shout out to everybody who coming to be on the road saying they watch more than culture. That's some cool shit. Every show somebody pull up was like,
right.
Fuck with the podcast, y'all.
Right. This ain't a secret society. Share, like, and subscribe, shit, man. Dude. And that special is still on.
Come on, man.
Running. Yeah, man.
We did our motherfucking.
Going. Come on, man.
We going, son.
I had on velour. So much velour. I had on Cadillac's worth of velour.
They got a car cover worth.
Inside of a 90 Fleetwood. On my body.
It was inside of a van.
They got interior suit. Seen a nigga with interior suit.
Hey, man, make sure y'all go to BET Plus, run up two things, the Miss Pat Show and some old ass Hell Day episodes.
Okay. Three run things and story to tell. And
run it up.
Some Hell Day episodes.
Did you just put them back on?
Yeah.
Well, you need to clip that up.
This was fun.
Clip
you
up.
Clip that up.
I don't got BT Plus, so I need to go with somebody else.
You can't screen record it, though. You can't screen record most of them apps. They won't let you do it.
You got to put it on TV. Do it with your phone.
Yeah.
That's what I did, that clip of mine. And then somebody was like, who's breathing hard? Me, nigga.
Who's breathing hard?
It took me a lot to do this.
Me, motherfucker. The next time I need to get out of.
You suffocate yourself.
That nigga almost died doing it. Nah, that shit was shaking at the end.
That's all you heard.
At the end, all you heard was.
I gotta put the clip up when he had to push me, though. That's.
But Jock had to push you.
Get off me, boy.
Ooh. Kind of remind me of Sneak Cardio.
Sneak Cardio was just.
Oh, remember? No, remember the thing we did at Boston? We went to the gym, and they ain't never put it on air.
Yes, they did. They ran it. Ran it with Snoop shit.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. That they put on air.
Yeah, and I was hitting that damn speed bag. Like, it was too much. It was
a lot.
Yeah, the training secret.
I'm still mad they brought me down there for that shit.
Yeah,
made me leave Wild and Out early to come to that shit. Film all that shit outside and 900 degrees and then none of that shit.
Use none of it.
But that's when y'all all had on jeans.
Wearing jeans.
Like, that's why.
Like a praise team. We look like the righteous gym.
We had on denim. We all was denim down.
Y'all didn't call me. It would have happened if y'all had called me, but
this
y'all didn't call me.
This is pre-denim Remo.
Oh, man. Before you discovered yourself.
Let me tell you something. Your bags, I had them denim jeans as long as I had
you wasn't wearing
that
them.
Bo Jackson shirt.
You didn't come out yet.
Yeah. You had denim down. You had
you were sweatpants and shit like a lot.
You have a rip in your knee, by the way. You just had a little hole.
You had embraced the busy jeans.
We wasn't talking about it at that time.
Yeah, like, you know what episode it was? It was
before the podcast.
And what's
Lori Swank? That's the one that
with the blue hat. She was like,
"That's the one that sent Remo crazy."
That is the one that sent him over. And that was that COVID.
Might be true.
That was the one that sent him over when she gave you that good
that lady advice.
The denim dad.
If you're gonna do a solid shirt, you can go crazy on the denim. But if you're gonna go crazy on the denim, don't do it crazy on the top.
Yeah,
one or the other.
You was too busy.
Yeah, yeah, them busy bottoms.
Now they call that look the host of the spot look.
The host of the spot look.
Yeah, some busy jeans. White
busy
shirts.
Jeans. White something down. Plain.
Applebee's hostess shirt. Plain white Oxford.
Jimmy Jazz jeans.
I think it's in a Fabo row. You ain't doing nothing.
Hey, man, shout out to Fabo on that new Killer Mike shit, man.
That's my favorite song. This is for the junkies.
This is for the junkies.
Now, every time I had a little throw up tear.
The three different flows on scientists and engineers is crazy to me.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Future and Andre go together.
Is Andre coming out with an album for real, or that was just some speculation?
I think he might have leaked something that he wasn't supposed to say.
And tried to like track.
Recant it.
Yeah, he definitely got some calls.
Because he said that he did two songs with him that were scientists and engineers, and did another one, was like, damn, can I keep this for my project? Mm. And I think that's when it kind of like started flowing. And he went on another thing. He was like, yeah, but, you know, he coming out.
I'm high as
hell. He came back. I was high, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
You're a very smart
person. You're not gonna be that high.
Yeah, somebody close to the pod told me that he's heard some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I want to hear that. That's what's up.
That's dope.
He said he thought it was true.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant he heard some music.
No, he heard some of the Andre 3000 music from an engineer.
Nice.
That's like urban legend shit.
See, that's why they don't be trusting these motherfuckers.
That's why
now.
They
you
don't
play
trust
my shit for niggas.
You say a nigga is gonna play that Andre as soon as you leave. They be like,
soon as
play
I'm playing it, why are you in the parking lot?
In the bed, nigga.
What? Who does it do? Does
I'm making a CD, nigga. Right, I have a CD player.
I might make a record.
David Trace this, nigga. Nigga tried to sell me a CD at the backstage the other day.
Why?
Weeks
ago. Like, sell you?
Sell me. Well, he tried to give it to me, and I was like, I can't.
What am I going to do with that?
He was like, nah, I'm telling you, unless you got like a 2023 car, you're going to have a CD player in
a 2023 car.
You're getting a good average law. Like, everybody ain't balling out now. Let me see.
I said, bro, unless, like, your car got to be before like 05, 06 to have a CD player in. I said, I think in 2008, once Obama got in office, everybody's CD player jumped out their car. If you had one, that shit left.
Aux cord.
Yeah, he started using the aux at least. This nigga had a CD and it was blank, though.
That shit sound way better than your phone. What the fuck? Like the quality?
Yeah.
Of a CD?
Shit. It's night and day, nigga. I don't give, even if that high definition shit on Apple.
Nothing.
The CD?
CDQ.
That ball. That turned down a little bit. Man. Ooh, Lord. It's loud and clear.
I had like 808s and heartbreaks in there.
Mm.
That CD, I got in my shit.
Well, that's already just kind of differently mastered.
Yeah.
And amazing?
That's what I appreciate about Gunna's album, man. That mastering on Gunna's album, like, that music jumping out the speakers.
He's
bro.
Good too. That's the thing.
That shit going
I think
crazy.
Good sound good on any equipment.
Good sound good.
I don't think it was
bad
good.
Bad sound bad.
Mm-hmm. I ain't like it.
I don't think he had the big budget.
What?
I ain't like Gunna's album.
You did?
I thought you just was. I'm confused now.
No,
you
I like the like musicality of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You like
sonically,
how
it sounded amazing, but. It was the same thing every song.
I think I feel
you on
every
song. Very monotone.
I feel that way about that too, especially at the mic.
But the difference is like that. He had a Doug had an executive producer, and I'm sure they were just pulling songs that were incomplete that he finished or.
Oh yeah,
of course. Yeah.
But Gunna shit seemed like, as soon as he got out.
Oh, he went right
straight to the yo. That's therapy, like, you know what I'm saying.
You've been in there 8 months of shit you did not do. So, and then now everybody call you a rat. It's like, nigga, I ain't do nothing.
Can't get no features on your shit or nothing.
I just say, he said some shit like, the lawyers fucked him up, but now he knows not to do it if it come back
come
around.
Back.
I'm
so
like,
I mean, you plan on
so you want to goddamn go through the same bullshit? You want to go through another Rico Gunna, nigga?
I know Young Thug.
Spain, do some shows,
I know they're pulling some shit from Young Thug old catalog because that nigga said she let me hit it like Ginobili. I said, ain't nobody rapped about Ginobili in a long time, nigga.
Ginobili said, I'm like, but I don't even
right. Care, that was 2014. They probably that rap from that. Let me hit it like Ginobili.
Haslam was the only thing you could use.
It's still rocking. Him and LeBron.
That nigga Haslam played till it wasn't no more play left, right?
He's still playing.
He ain't retired. I'd exactly check again.
I thought he retired.
Fuck you.
Oh, this year.
Yeah.
He played this past
season.
They
clapped him off. Now, if he came back, that would be hilarious. The nigga like,
nah.
Nah,
I'll be playing y'all shit. I'm going to be at practice.
That nigga definitely rolling right into the coaching staff, though. I'm sure.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Or the big three.
Do y'all think that? I heard Russell Westbrook didn't get nothing close to what he was supposed to get money-wise.
2 years, $8 million.
That's very disrespectful.
I think it might be time, not for him to retire, but like, his golden days are behind him.
I mean, he still
he's a dog.
He still has a lot left in the tank. He's just a very you got to build a team around him, or he's not really going to fit in.
Yeah, you think his athletic ability ain't the same as it used to be? So now his flaws are shown more.
Right, they're highlighted.
He's good enough to be the nucleus of a team.
No,
like he doesn't really fit into a system.
Yeah, if the only way he would be playing well is if he had a team that did what he says, basically that plays around
I got the
what
ball
he
the
does.
Whole game. Y'all got
them getting ready. Run with me, you know what I'm saying? I get you when I get it to you. But now he got to like play ball in a system that he hasn't played before, and he doesn't have to. And so it's almost like you could tell he don't have the ball as much as he used to, because when he get it, he'd be like so anxious to do something,
right?
Because he don't have it as much as he used to have it.
What
so
do y'all think
tough.
About Trae Young? Because I saw him with Dominique the other day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
But we did see him at the playoffs with LeBron. Like, what's up, LeBron?
Yeah.
Space Jam's awesome. Yeah. But, like, is he gone? You think he gone or what? Because he took all the Hawk shit off his page.
That might be just a move. to get them to get people to come to the Hawks. But like, I don't ever hear the Hawks like trying to make no moves.
The Hawks don't ever do shit.
Yeah, so it's hard to keep a superstar if you ain't gonna make no moves.
Trade since the Danny Manning and Dominique.
Yeah,
we traded.
That was so crazy
for Rudy Gay and fucking
right.
Danny
and
Manning
trading them away.
18-10 player for Rudy Gay.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, they got rid of John Collins, so it's like
John Concat.
Ain't got nobody that worth mentioning. To be honest with you. Nobody that I'm like, ooh, the Hawks got. Name them then.
Name them.
Look
fro?
It up.
With the I saw him because I follow the Hawks page.
I think it's like L.I. Eli or something.
Doesn't ring a bell. Doesn't ring a bell. Don't sound
the
like
Hawks
nobody.
Possibly do like Miami, how they pieced up that team with.
Miami is a culture, bro. Yes. Miami is a culture, top to bottom of winning, and that is the only thing that matters in Miami. That's not how the Hawks have been.
Strip club, lemon pepper wings.
Lemon pepper Lou. Having a good. It's like balling. It's like Atlanta. You come here to ball and have a good time.
That's it, man.
Exactly what you do on the team. Falcons, Hawks, everybody.
Has LeBron been in town?
Ball and have a good time. They was in North Augusta. Peace Jam.
Living in Atlanta is like living in a music video. You never know. And niggas got different budgets for their music video. Yep. You know what I'm saying? You going from one to another. It's like, who flexing today? Yo, you make $200 look amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. All
right. Yeah. Might have to put in $5,000 this time.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. These niggas really got a budget.
Yeah.
Y'all remember going to the discount mall on Saturdays and buying CDs? Did y'all go? What did y'all do on the east side?
Niggas, shit. We had a flea market.
Did y'all ever come to Old National?
It wasn't. I didn't go hang out at the flea market.
I ain't go hang out, but you did go to get your capri shorts and all that shit.
Capri shorts?
Yeah, I never wore capri shorts.
That's Muslim attire.
That's capri shorts.
I never went and bought
Being fat man went crazy for like three summers.
I knew it was looking like them Philly niggas.
You talking about with them, that nigga be wearing them Steve Madden with them shoes?
Them
Akis. With the
drawstrings.
Nah,
the drawstrings on the bottom.
Niggas wearing kulaks.
Yeah, the drawstring motherfuckers.
You was dressing like just to get by?
Right. Dressed like Whitley Gilbert.
Brown wristband,
just to get by.
Nigga like Common Amos there.
Appreciate it.
College dropout friend look.
Nigga dressed like high tech.
You put a whole loaf of bread in your pocket in the capri shorts.
You got to squat to get something out
of your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Touch the flow.
Boy, get a whole loaf of bread out your pants.
Niggas going to poetry readings for no reason.
Yeah. That's a shell necklace. A
lot of brown.
Shit.
Niggas wearing a lot Cooper of brown shell. T-shirts.
Yeah, a lot of earth tone.
You know what I'm saying?
Earth tone Jerome. That's what they called me.
This nigga had a ring on his thumb.
Right. I used to always think niggas was gay that had that. If you had like a ring on your thumb,
yeah,
or this
weird,
finger right
bro.
Here, or these
ring
two fingers.
On your thumb is wild.
It's wild,
bro. Most niggas you see with that was gay. Like, so yeah, I was like, it must be a gay thing.
Crazy.
Hey, who's the radio dude who
must
said
be like, this is as far as you can go in the
He had all the rings. He had every ring on every
Who?
Ring. It was a radio dude.
Oh.
Damn, I forgot his name.
Bro, they be, we don't really see him, though. They be on the radio.
Yeah, so how do we know
we from Atlanta, though. We from Atlanta.
Oh, it's an Atlanta guy?
I think he was with Jay Nix. Am I tripping?
Oh, you talking about E.T.? Used to wear all that jewelry?
E.T. used to have all them
used
rings.
Used to wear a lot of sterling silver.
Shout out to E.T. Shout out to E.T.
Niggas out here looking like Brian Pumper.
Boy, Brian Pumper, bro. Used to have all of that fake shit on,
around
bro.
With that nigga on World Star. That nigga used to send me pictures like, this nigga bought another bracelet. I was like, what?
Another silver bracelet for his
really
videos.
He was going to be in
G-Unit. Nigga had to do it for his videos.
He was the last nigga wearing G-Unit tank top.
They say he can really rap, though.
Who's that?
Brian Pump.
No, they
didn't.
Who said that?
They do, man. All them niggas be saying that shit.
Look it up. That nigga not good, bro. He closed the club down one time. They cut the music out. Nigga started rapping. He started. He had a dance with it.
Oh my God.
One of the bitches should have said, show us your tits. Killed his ass.
Killed his ass.
Would have killed his ass.
Department's coming soon, I promise y'all. I know they coming.
So we got to put this incarcerated on that motherfucker. It's going to be in your house.
Hell yeah.
Should be a premiere that y'all hear about first, though, before anything. Atlanta premiere, LA premiere. coming soon to Atlanta and LA. Sorry, I didn't come out right.
What's a better classic, Harlem Nights or Life?
Both of them is two separate things.
I mean,
I saw one of
which is the hardest classic. Which is the hardest classic.
Both of them got about the same amount of quotables.
Come on now. That's same amount of stars.
Classic.
Same amount of.
Sheesh. The stars in Harlem Nights was bigger overall.
What did y'all watch?
Were they though?
Hell yeah.
I mean, you got Richard.
Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Della Reese, Eddie Murphy. Red Fox was, man,
but then.
Jasmine
on Guy. Life. You still got heavy hitters on Life.
Go.
Bernie.
I'm listening.
Bernie Martin.
Eddie.
Miguel Nunez.
I'm putting my hand down.
Anderson.
Gold Mouth.
Guy Torrey.
You going to eat that cornbread.
That's Gold Mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boss, like, he ain't working. Good.
Bokeem Woodbine.
Bokeem Woodbine need to be counted. He's so slept on, bro.
Bokeem Woodbine's
amazing actor, bro.
He fucking terrorized Jada Pinkett on that. Now you gotta get why he did it.
Jason Lyric.
You gotta get.
Will is looking for that nigga. Hey, bro, can you come do the same?
That nigga that Will ain't gonna look
for. It was in like the first HBO original movie.
What? Bokeem?
Strap.
That was my shit.
That was like, I want to say it was the first HBO original film.
Did Spike Lee do Straps?
I don't think so.
I think it was the nigga that did New Jersey Drive.
Yeah, but I think Spike Lee produced it or some shit.
Maybe.
Possibly.
New Jersey Drive was slept on too. That movie good.
Yeah, it's good action in there.
I like when Heavy D was.
The way it ended.
Take that shit up.
James Beamer's on the soundtrack.
Yo, HBO never loses, bro. Like when they
y'all
do some original shit,
so
especially their series.
Hell yeah!
I ain't watched it since the first episode.
That's the funniest shit.
The first two episodes of this season, I ain't watched no more yet.
Goddamn, Eli.
That's the Forrest Whitaker movie.
Oh shit!
Nice.
And it's HBO films. I was correct about that.
Crap! That's when the little boy shot him.
You remember that movie called Kids?
Hell yeah,
bro! That shit used to scare me, bro.
I have no legs.
I need money.
Bitch got AIDS. God damn.
Yeah, that was like the first, like, whoa.
Wow.
Easy to get AIDS.
Right, nigga.
And she just let him fuck. Like, oh, no.
Bro, the teacher, I ain't never going to forget this. The teacher turned on the lights and said, 1 out of 5 people have AIDS. Start counting.
Bitch, get out of here.
He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nah,
one,
you can't
two.
Do that.
I was like,
whoever
yo,
says 5 is feeling
fuck?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Bro.
1, 2.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Got me fucked up. 1.
Alright,
1.
All the A's stay for detention.
All the A's. Teacher A's. Man, yeah, nah, fuck that. Your teacher was tripping. No wonder you fucking couldn't get out of high school.
Yeah,
you had no good teacher.
It was a strap. I mean a trap.
You see tripping?
With Bud.
That shit was funny with that nigga Stoney Jackson. When the nigga out the car, that bit every one of you nigga get a spinning from school. That nigga looked like Martin. He got out, he had them braces on his legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't seen that movie.
He said Robo Thug. That one guy Tori ripped that motherfucker.
I gotta see that movie.
Robo Thug.
That nigga ran off.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that actually.
Fat boy.
Fat free water.
Body style Anthony Anderson nigga.
Sheesh.
First body style.
Yeah, he done changed his shit about 8 times.
Yes, sir.
Nigga done had 8 different bodies. But like a IG model. Eight
I said again, Average Joe on BET, funny as hell. Deion Cole, man, that show good as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
the Porter is good, too.
The Porter.
BET Plus got some good shit on
there,
man.
Damn, guess I got to get it now.
The Porter is real good. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, shit, Wildin' Out about to start coming on BET, so.
Viacom, everywhere.
Not yet.
Come on, goddamn,
wilding
out.
Y'all
gonna do,
y'all
gonna
roll. I don't know if he bought it yet.
Why they announced it then? Why they be doing
that?
I don't know.
Something going on with
stock.
That. Something fishy. I'm gonna see.
Got something to do with them submarine niggas.
Yeah.
That nigga died in about 10 minutes. We finna go down and see the bow.
Hey, I can't believe shit. Them folks. I can't believe them folks lied talking about somebody being down there knocking for 24 hours. Like, yeah, right.
Right, that's the mermaids, nigga. Come on.
First of all, if you in there and a nigga locking longer than an hour, you be like, stop, bro. This shit is. I'm gonna die of craziness.
We 2 miles underwater.
Yeah,
who
bro. Who's hearing
hear
this? And it's way louder inside of this thing.
The dude in Wakanda.
It's like, wong, wong, wong.
Let me die in peace.
Nigga hitting it with
and
the remote control.
From the goddamn water gonna bust your head anyway.
You see the little thing? I doubt this is real, but they said the cheapest thing from the submarine survived, and it was the remote control, like, in the sand down there.
That's fucked up, bro.
Now, you know what they really said about what happened to the folks, right?
What?
They never got in a submarine.
I believe that, too.
They said, like, you know, there's a lot of...
said that, too. You can't believe both of them.
Yeah, you know, that Epstein Island shit, like, supposed to be
that's
coming
where they
out
went?
Soon. Well, no, they're
that's
saying
they
fake their death so they don't have to... Because they're on that list.
Oh, shit. Everybody on there was... Okay.
I saw a video that said alive.
Everybody on there was rich as a motherfucker.
No, had to be.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not taking my wife. I'm taking my son if I'm going to die. Yeah,
bro, they got a billionaire island. That's crazy what nasty.
And I just seen something the other day. You might have sent me that.
When they found Epstein, it's like he alive. They had a video of a nigga in New Mexico.
It was New Mexico?
New Mexico?
Nah, he was out of the country.
I'm about to say, this nigga is
down the street.
This nigga down there with Walter White and Jesse Pinkman.
I wanted to say he's like Costa Rica or something. Nah, you put him in New Mexico.
Yeah, that nigga.
There's no way he could hide in New Mexico.
In Albuquerque?
It's like the only crack in New Mexico.
By the Foot Locker.
Looking for the young niggas. Oh, they're on the right side of Foot Locker. You know, that's what niggas and kids use.
Y'all heard the new Pound Town?
You're childish.
Y'all heard that new Pound Town? Let's go listen to it on my island.
Pound Town.
I'm out of town fucking with little boys. I mean, white rounds.
Yeah, girls too. Locking everybody ass up, boy.
Huh?
Them niggas nasty.
Them niggas super nasty, dog.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's the money. I think the money just helped them niggas be nasty. They been nasty.
Sure.
They just couldn't
nasty,
afford
it. Bro.
It's the
sure.
People we know on them list, and they gonna try to cover it up as much as they can.
Hey, man. You know. You got sheesh. You better. That's a horrible list to be on.
But I'm saying, like, them kids like Macaulay Culkin come back crazy, bro. Like, I don't know if they probably skipped on the island one or two times.
Yeah, a lot of them Hollywood kids. Look at
Orlando.
Orlando, yeah.
Like, all these guys, man. Yeah.
Frankie Muniz got 13 kids.
For real?
Malcolm in the Middle has 13 kids, by like nine women.
Even
tie his face up.
He rich as hell, though, right?
I can't
he
think
of
who I'm trying to show. I'm
he got like a vintage Porsche collection.
Yeah.
One of them little niggas is wilding, too. I can't think of what show he was on.
Shout out to Steve Urkel, man. You done pivot, and now you got that Urkel weed.
Shout out to Lil White, man. He did Miss Pat show a couple times.
Purple Urkel.
He had brought me in.
I know what we talking about.
Joint, and everyone was like, they couldn't find drum. Like, nigga, out here all day. You know what it should be. When it's a rap, nigga, that's when I was coming straight. I was out.
He was what?
I'm all day.
That motherfucker skip broke down. Then
nigga skipping.
That bitch need a new alternator.
Probably Putin before I leave.
You ever got some good bud from a celebrity? And you like okay? Because sometimes these niggas don't be having it.
Nah, I done gave some good bud out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I only give weed from people that sell it. I ain't never really been given weed like that. But so if anyone has some good weed they want to give me, let's do it.
No, nigga, remember we was at Wildin' Out and Bernie gave us some bud.
I didn't get none.
Yeah. Oh my God, boy, that shit was.
Now, you know you was kicking it with him because of the DJ.
Yeah, the DJ.
I used to sell him weed.
But no shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Met him through what's the nigga name? Hugh. He was married to Crystal. Remember Crystal that was on Flavor of Love, light skinned Crystal. Oh. Crystal Cleveland. Anyway, I don't even know why I said any of that shit just now.
Nigga, what happened to Hoops?
Boots?
Hoops.
Oh,
Hoops was just dating Shaq. I follow her on Twitter. She looked good still. She like the white part of her is like. Oh, no, she don't date him anymore. Shaq just had a couple bitches in Vegas. Huh? Yeah.
That be happening, bro.
Yeah.
The white star.
The white star getting through a lot of these mixed women.
Especially if your mother white.
That shit start hitting their shoulders first, and that shit get pointy, then their fucking face start getting dry. But yeah, you thought you could wash up like them white folks. Nah, you supposed to wash up like us.
Turn into Schmeagle just like the rest of
them. Turn into a little rooster.
You're looking like Jasmine
butter.
Guy.
Some shea butter.
Oh, I didn't want to say it. You remember Lama? God damn it.
Oh, my bad.
Who?
Trying to get her on the show. Jasmine Guy. You know she'll pull up.
Oh,
yeah.
She talk shit.
She talk big shit,
my
too.
My mama came to my elementary school.
Real.
Well, cut that out, doesn't it? Shit. You know what to do.
Wake up, man. Get the porn off the TV and cut this shit out.
Is it that time, Coach Comments?
Culture.
Y'all gotta keep talking, bro.
Shit, more than culture is the brand. It's the more than culture show. Come on, the Secret Genius.
Remo Rod.
Tyler Chronicles. Why am I sitting here?
I thought about that.
I just thought about that.
And you forcefully sat there like, no.
Nah, you. I said, I was just trying to get the new chair so I wouldn't fall again. And
he talked about Goody, right? He said, I'm going to sit here.
Yeah, matter of fact, nigga. Right. Fight everybody in here.
Oh, man, y'all was fighting?
Hell yeah.
Damn,
shit was crazy.
Hey, bro, how was L.A.?
Again.
It's dope, man.
No, that's what's up, that boy. Come on out here. Working, skipping the line.
Oh, not ain't it.
Huh?
Yo, keep talking, nigga. Yeah, what's going on, bro? Can I read? I can't read and talk at the same time, y'all.
Nah, you can't read, son.
August 11th through the 13th, Uptown Comedy Corner, man. Y'all come check me out.
And buy some Felicia candles, man.
Officialblessedaf.com. Get you some of that. Get you some.
Ooh, that shit still smells
good. Merch from MoreThanCulture.com. We also got some GED merch coming your way.
Yeah.
Because God's the goodest.
STFU. Yeah. God is the goodest.
Very fire.
Today, bruh, go to the Patreon.
You dig, verified.
I ain't tired at all.
Because Goaty is in the building. Is it heard?
Look, I ain't sleepy. Look.
You.
I'm not doing the make-up about.
If you could have any other job, what would it be?
Me?
Yeah.
A job? I do not desire to labor.
Would you make like jollof rice?
No, I do not desire rice. To labor. That is a common person's dream.
A common person's
I
dream.
I do not desire to labor.
You wouldn't teach dance?
I wouldn't do shit. If I get to pick something, I'm going to pick billion and then sit down somewhere. Give me a little BBL, give me a grill, sit down.
A BBL and a grill. That's so fucking backwards. It's hilarious.
Shit sucked out.
BBL and a grill.
And a grill.
A
formal
grill.
You're going to put it right back on and get another one. Hey, no matter.
Culture comments, man.
Is it that time?
That's what you say to him.
Okay, bro. Next.
Nigga tied to.
Yeah, it's only been fucking 4 years. C1 Simone. C, the number one Simone says, you get in Remo car and Genuine in those jeans is already playing. And at C once a month, she was going crazy. This episode, I believe, everybody was talking about Kamal breathing in the mic. She said, Kamal need a CPAP.
Yeah.
People start that comedy career in our comments, I'm telling
they
you.
They will, bro, real quick. Oh, they fuck.
The
they go.
And shout out to all the girls who think you're going to live forever, be fine. You're going to have a CPAP machine,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, y'all
bitch.
Have to see us on the way down. Hi.
See us on the way down.
We get it.
Fat fucks. you fat fox.
Clown emojis.
Clown emojis. Damn.
Shout out to the newly fats.
The newlies.
Pandemic got you thick.
Pando.
Pandemic.
Y'all fat koto.
Is it that time, brother?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be.
fat Tima.
But,
Fatasha.
Fatasha is hilarious.
What you think about the new rookie? Did you ever get to see him play?
Fatasha.
Wembanyama. What's his
name?
Wembanyama. He's going to be a rookie. He's a rookie, though, so he's going
to take his
life.
I'm trying to see if he's
trash. Oh, y'all was doing Kamal impression?
Yeah.
Nah, not y'all, just me. Because okay. I was sitting in your seat.
He was going to stick to it the whole show, too.
I was going
to
try.
It was great.
I was gonna give it the old college try.
He turned it into North Philly a little bit.
Gave it the old college try.
Started sounding like Freeway.
I don't know, bro. We like to end the show with a segment we call Secret G's Life Coach. Where I give people some words of wisdom, get through the week, get to the next episode. I'm Kamal Secret G. The words of the week are this. I don't even know. I might have said this. I don't know if I did.
Fuck them.
Fuck it.
They need to hear it again.
I don't think I did.
That's a good way to set it up.
I'm raising my kids on hard truths and blatant lies at the same time. Blatant lie. You can be whatever you want to be. Hard truth. These crackers will not let you do it. That's all I got.
What time is it, brother?
Hard truth.
Huh?
I'm just going to check your watch.
No, my watch really be going. It really be buzzing every time I look at it. That's the only time I look at it is when it vibrates.
Seriously.
So that's why I be looking. It didn't buzz this time, so I didn't look at it. More Than Culture to Brands, More Than Culture Show. Come on, Secret Genius. Tony Chronicles, Ronnie Jordan.
We out.
We out, man.
And we tied.
Man.